KwaZulu-Natal Education MEC Kwazi Mshengu visited the Dawson Hook High School in Pinetown after four pupils were stabbed in class by robbers on Wednesday. According to the Education Department, the robbers allegedly broke the school fence to gain access to the premises. The robbers, who were armed with a gun and knives, invaded the school and demanded valuables from teachers and pupils. Violence ensued when pupils attempted to stand their ground against the robbers, resulting in the robbers stabbing them before making off with cell phones, money, and other valuable items. According to media reports, the injured pupils have been admitted to hospital. Addressing the media and school staff, MEC Mshengu spoke on the pertinent issue of school safety and how such crimes affect educators and pupils.
When the principal was briefing me, he was saying that the school is fenced. It has two security guards, although one of them had been excused yesterday to vaccinate. But it's a school that will relatively say it is safe for kids and learners to be here. Other people may want to be simplistic and say, put security guards in schools, armed security guard for that matter. Now you imagine if yesterday there was a security guard who was armed and responded with fire. What will have happened to teachers and learners who will have been caught under crossfire? Those are the issues that we are debating. But equally, we don't believe actually that our schools should resemble our war zones. Schools should be a convenient place for an educator and learners for the purposes of teaching and learning. But equally, we don't have sufficient funds as a department to hire security guards for all the schools, because we now have to choose between hiring educators or security guards.
According to Mshengu, the responsibility of combating such crimes lies with the community and not just the schools.
So we need to win this battle in our communities, Babukhanzen. We need to win this battle right from our communities. Because failure to do so, all these problems will manifest themselves ekoleni, and then people will be asking, "Kan benzani Department of Education? Kan benzani teach?" When the teachers themselves are at risk because of these criminals, including kids, by the way, who brings dangerous weapons in our schools. We have had instances where teachers are stabbed by learners themselves. And I've not seen a school where in Gifuya corner kupis with lonely message. We have on a kind of message. Or else kunama drugs, manufacture drugs. These are things that happen in our communities and find expression in our schools. So we are here, colleagues, to say we stand with you. We stand with you. Because one of the problems that we have in society is that our communities are abdicating their responsibilities to you as educators. I will not be surprised if in our community engagement someone asks, where were teachers? I will not be surprised. But no one asks ukuthi nisinde kanjani. They think that it is the responsibility of you to fight drugs and dangerous weapons in our communities. We must start asking and boldly asking, where are responsible community members to protect schools, to protect teachers, to protect learners and the future of our country?
One suspect was arrested by the police and two others are still at large. It is alleged that some of the robbers were former pupils of the school.
I mean, the fact that there are two learners, former learners of these schools, who are still not apprehended as we speak, but they are known, community members know them. They know where they reside, but they don't give information to police as to where are they. They sort of protecting themselves. I mean, those criminals, if we were to put it blunt as that. Because these former learners are known. And I will be raising this matter with the Minister of Police to say, we have information, they are known, then the police must do also their work to make sure that they are apprehended within no space of time. So that it's not easy to do wrong things with impunity.
For Times Live Podcasts, I'm Demi Buzo.